His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez. Thy word is a lamp.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's good to be back here another Saturday evening, bringing forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for this good news in these perilous times that we are living in. With all the bad news, thank God we have the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray this evening that many will be listening, and that not only listening, but purpose in our hearts to live God's word. We are still in the epistle, the second epistle of Peter, and we are in chapter 3, the last chapter in the epistle, the last chapter in this series. And this is the last lesson for this series. And last week we stopped at verse 9, telling us about the long-suffering of our Lord towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We just thank you for this another privilege, O God, to bring forth your word. We just thank you that you are God. You are with us. We just thank you that you are our blessed hope. We thank you that you are our life. We thank you that you are the light of the world. And we just thank you, O God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. We thank you for your word that will comfort to your people this evening. And we pray, Almighty God, we will not just be listening, but, O God, Almighty Lord, we will go forth and do your word. We will live according to your word, bringing honor and glory to your name. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for the lives that will be changed through your word. And we thank you, O God, that your word stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but your word stands forever. So we give you honor, we give you glory and praise. And thank you again for this privilege. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. And you, O God, guide us into all truth. So we give you glory, we give you honor and praise as we look to you by faith. In no other name but the name of Jesus we pray. And we say amen. Amen. Praise God. So last week we stopped at verse 9 of 2 Peter chapter 3. And the word of God tells us in verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God is always looking out for us, people of God. He's always patient with us. He is our good Father, not willing that any of us should perish, but that all should have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So we go on to verse 10 of 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter continued to speak to the saints. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. So Peter was saying, the day of the Lord, the day of God's judgment will be coming. It's going to be coming as a thief in the night. He's going to be coming without warning. He has already warned his people through his word, but he's going to come so suddenly that many will be taken unaware because they fail to listen to the word of God. But the word of God tells us that this whole earth and the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And people of God, we can turn to some reference scriptures here and to see what God has spoken to about this in his word to us. We can turn to Joel 2, 30 and 31. The word said, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord comes. So we see Joel the prophet spoke of the day of the Lord, the judgment of the Lord that will come upon this earth. And we can also turn to Psalm 102, 25 and 26. Psalm 102, 25 and 26. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Verse 26. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. So this heaven and this earth will pass away, people of God. This heaven and this earth will pass away, because we know, as the word tells us, that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. We'll turn to Isaiah 51, verse 6. The word of God says, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heaven shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. So God promises that his salvation shall be forever. Jesus Christ is the salvation of the Lord. And he is forever. He is eternal. And my righteousness, Jesus Christ, is the righteousness of the Lord. He shall not be abolished. He is eternal. Everything else is temporal. Everything else will fade away. Everything else will be dissolved. But Christ stands forever. People of God, this is a reminder to us to be found in Christ Jesus. We want to be found in him, not having our own righteousness, but the righteousness which is through faith in him. We want to abide in him. We want to continuously be in fellowship with him, that where he is, there we will be also. So people of God, we have a living hope, and we should be rejoicing that we have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, that we know that even though this heaven and this earth will pass away, but we will still have our life in him, because there will be a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwell. So people of God, we are hopeful. The people of God are hopeful, and our hope is in Christ Jesus himself, who is our living hope. Revelation 20 verse 11 tells us, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. So the old earth and the old heaven fled away, because there has to be the new heaven and the new earth. Jesus said, behold, I make all things new. So we are looking for that new heaven and that new earth, people of God. So we should be people who are filled with joy and peace and contentment, because we know what our future looks like. Our future is bright. It's beautiful if we are in Christ Jesus. So let us stay in him. Let us have that sweet fellowship with him, and let us walk in honesty and in truth and in love, bringing honor and glory to the name of our King, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 11 of 2 Peter chapter 3. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So Peter was saying to the saints that being aware of the great and terrible day of the Lord's judgment, where all the elements of heaven and earth shall be destroyed, we are aware of what the future shall be. So Peter said, ask them this question. Then, he asked them then, and the same question is for us today, people of God. What kind of person are we to be in holy conduct and godly living? What kind of person are we supposed to be? We are supposed to be walking in godliness, walking in holiness, conducting ourselves in uprightness, bringing honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ. That should be our main concern, people of God. How we live, how we conduct ourselves right here on earth, so that we can bring honor and glory to our soon coming King, our Master, our Savior, our friend. Our desire should be to bring glory to His name. We know what the future is like. The future is bright for us as believers. And we know that this whole earth, this fallen earth, with all of its pain and its woes, will be destroyed. And we will have a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. So people of God, what manner of person, Peter asks the question, are we supposed to be? In holy conduct and godly living. So our lifestyle should reflect Christ in every way. We should live holy. The word of God said, be holy, for I am holy. So we want to be like our Master. We want to resemble Him. We want to bear His image. And people of God, without living holy and godly in this present life, we don't reflect Him at all. So we want to reflect Him. So we want this question to be in our mind. What kind of person am I supposed to be? What kind of person am I supposed to be in how I live each day? What is my lifestyle supposed to be? A lifestyle of holiness and godliness, bringing honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So Peter was saying that the saints should be looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord. And people of God, do you know that we can hasten the coming of the day of the Lord? When we start to live godly, when we start to live righteously as God's people, people of God, when the bride of Christ is ready, we have to get ourselves ready. The word of God tells us the bride has made herself ready. So when we purpose in our minds to live righteously and holy before God, then we are preparing ourselves for, we are hastening the coming of the Messiah. For when the bride is ready, the Messiah will come. People of God, there's a work that we also have to do. We have to partner with the Holy Spirit to live holy. We can't live holy without the Holy Spirit. There is nothing good in us without Him. So we have to partner with Him so that we can live that life of holiness, preparedness, ready for the coming of our Master. So Peter said that the saints should be looking for and hastening the coming of the Lord. We are in. This is what the day of the Lord will be like, where the heaven shall be on fire and the elements melt with intense heat. So we can hasten His coming, people of God. We can hasten His coming by our godly conduct, our holy living, preparing ourselves for the coming of our King. Verse 13 of chapter 3 of 2 Peter. Nevertheless, we according to His promise look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. So Peter was saying, in spite of that, we according to the promise, even though we know that the old heaven and the old earth will be passed away, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth where dwelleth righteousness. That's what we're looking for. We are sometimes so caught up and so concerned about this temporal earth, what is happening here now in the earth realm. And we are not too concerned sometimes about our future. But the word of God tells us that there will be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And sometimes we are trying to fix what is here on this earth. This is a fallen earth. But people of God, we have to come to understand that we are called to live holy, to live righteous, and to be looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 65:17 tells us, For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. People of God, we have to understand that we won't even remember this old earth and all its woes and all the calamities that we have gone through. We won't even remember, the word of God tells us. And the former shall not be remembered nor come into our minds. Everything will be new. Behold, I make all things new. So we have to hold firmly to the word of God. And we have to have a heavenly perspective. We have to have a godly perspective, people of God, where we come to understand that we have to be looking for the new heaven and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Verse 14 of 2 Peter chapter 3. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such thing, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Peter said, wherefore, beloved, because of this, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, are we looking for his coming? Seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. So because we are looking for the new heaven and the new earth, we should be constantly persevering in our Christian walk. We should be constantly persevering to stay in fellowship, continuously in fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ, so that they will be found of him when he comes in what? In wholeness, that shalom, there in peace, in wholeness, in a state of well-being, when he comes without sin and faultless before him. So that's what we should be striving for, to stay in that close fellowship with Jesus, to be found of him when he comes, that we will be found in wholeness. He died to make us whole. He died for us to be reconciled to Abba Father. So we should be walking each day in fellowship with our Father and our God and our King. We should be walking in wholeness, emotional wholeness, physical wholeness, mental wholeness, social wholeness, spiritual wholeness. He died that we might be made whole. So Peter said to them that we should be looking for the new heaven and the new earth and constantly laboring, striving, persevering in our Christian walk, that we will be found of him when he comes in wholeness, in peace, in shalom, wholeness, state of well-being, without sin and faultless before him. People of God, we have to come to that place of being completely surrendered to Jesus Christ, completely submitted to him, walking in truth and holiness. Verse 15 of 2 Peter chapter 3. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. So Peter was saying to the saints that they must take into consideration that the long suffering or the patience of the Lord towards humanity is for their salvation. So sometimes we're wondering, what taking the Lord so long? But it's not long. He's long-suffering towards us. He's so patient. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So when we look and towards the long-suffering of God, we must see it as God's patience towards us to bring salvation to all humanity. So every day we wake up, and if you have not yet given your life to Christ, that's God's long suffering towards you, God's patience towards you, and say, I'm giving you another chance. Accept my son, accept the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. So Peter was saying, even as our beloved brother Paul also spoke about this. And when we look in Romans 2:4, the word of God says, as Paul was speaking here to the Romans, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness? He was asking, or do you despise the riches of God's goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So Peter was referring to Paul's letter also to the other churches, to Rome at this time when Paul wrote to the church in Rome. Do you despise the riches of God's goodness and his forbearance? He bear up with us for so long. He put up with some things that we go on with for so long. He's long-suffering towards us. He's forbearing towards us. Patient towards us. Paul was saying, don't you know that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So when we stop and look on the grace that is allocated to us daily and his mercies that is new every morning, when we come to understand his grace and his mercy, it leads us to repent. It leads us to change our way of life. It leads us to come to understand the goodness of God towards humanity. God is good towards us. His word said he falls rain on the just and the unjust. He's God. Only goodness is found in him. So Paul was saying, don't you know? So Peter was quoting from what Paul wrote. He said, don't you know that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? And people of God, if we stop and look at the goodness of God towards us, it would lead us to repent, change our way of life, change our thinking, change our minds. Be not conformed to this world and its system, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Verse 16 of 2 Peter chapter 3. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So Peter was saying that as Paul wrote in all of his epistles, speaking to them of these things, of the goodness of God and all that Christ has done, which are some things hard to be understood. He wrote to them, it's hard to understand for those that are unlearned. And when you are unlearned in the scriptures, when you don't want to learn, when you want to remain ignorant, when you want to remain self-willed and not surrendered to the will of God, you won't want to learn his word. You don't want to learn anything about him. So you remain unlearned and unstable. And that's what happened with all those false teachers. They wanted to do their own thing. They were self-willed. They wanted to live according to what they think, not according to the word of God. So they were unstable and they wanted to drive others to walk in their ways and to live according as they were living. So they fight with the word of God. They fight against the word of God. They fight against the truth of God's word to their own destruction, to their own detriment. So Peter was saying that those false teachers that were coming in, and those false teachers wanted to tell God's people that it's not Jesus and Jesus alone. You have to be doing the law also. You have to be taking part in all the religious rites of the Jewish people for you to be completely saved. So that was what was going on then. Those false teachers coming in with destructive doctrines that were luring the people away from faith in Christ Jesus alone. So God was saying to them through the Apostle Peter that they should continue to walk in God's word, to remain stable and not to be unstable as those that were unlearned and unstable, and continue to rest, continue to fight against the truth of God's word. So we, people of God, must take heed to God's word and come to understand that we are called to walk in holiness and remain in the faith, remain trusting Jesus, remain in fellowship with Jesus. Verse 17 of 2 Peter chapter 3. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. So Peter was saying to the saints, referring to them as beloved, since as they are aware of the things that will come to pass as the word of God states, they should heed the warning and not be lured away from Christ by the error of the wicked. People of God, we have to know the word for ourselves. We have to know Christ for ourselves, or else we will be led away by the error of the wicked. There are false teachers out there. They were out there then and they are here now in the church of God teaching destructive doctrines. People of God, as Peter warned the saints then, so the warning is for us today also, so that we do not depart from the faith in Christ Jesus, so that we will remain secure in our faith, remain concrete, rooted, grounded, and settled in our faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation is through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. So we have to stand fast in our faith in Christ Jesus and not be lured away by evil men, evil women who are not of Christ. The word of God tells us that the spirit of Antichrist has gone out into the world, and the spirit of Antichrist is also in the churches wanting to lure people away from God. But let us be warned, as Peter said to the brethren then, be warned. And the word of God tells us in Psalm 19:11 that we should know that the word of God has come to warn us, to warn us. So we must be warned by the word of God. Verse 18, that's the last verse in this series, in this chapter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So Peter encourages saints to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a level or a stature in Christ that each and every one of us as the people of God need to reach. We have to continue to seek the Holy Spirit's help and submit to him and allow him to guide us into the truth of God's word. So people of God, as Peter said to the saints here, I'll say to you this evening, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. God bless you here this evening. And we will continue in a new series for the next time. And may you continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we thank you for your word to your people this evening. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that your word is alive and active. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Shenin is here again with us.
Yes.
And we want to say a word to you.
Wonderful. Hello, radio family. Just want to give a quick announcement. My debut novel, Handfuls of Yesterday by Shenin Monique Soares, is available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So I'm excited for you to get your hands on the book, and it will be delivered to you August 10th. God bless you, and have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much, Minister Shenin. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Amen, amen.
The Lord is love, reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.